Can I play with these?
What is it?
This.
Fifi and Friends.
Fifi and Friends.
Felt set.
Felt set. Is it a felt set?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want indoors or outdoors?
I don't know.
You have to choose between that. Do you want indoors or outdoors?
I'll have indoors because I like to be inside. Okay. Do you like to be inside or do you like to be outside?
Outside.
You like outside?
Because I like playing outside.
Do you?
Call these off.
Who'd you play with outside?
I don't know.
Do you like playing out the front or in the back garden?
In the front.
In the front. Why?
So let's go see.
Are you not scared playing in the front?
No. Mummy, why have you got these sparkly bits on?
I don't know, darling.
So, you have to choose inside door things. I have to choose outside door things.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I think the sparkly things are what helps make it stick.
Yeah, me too.
Because if you feel it, it's a bit fuzzy, isn't it?
How do you get this carrot out?
Want me to help you?
Yeah. You get the outdoor things, and I'll get the outdoor thing.
What carrot?
It's not on that one. I think it's on the carrot. The carrot that I just had in my this one.
Oh right.
Did you not know where it was?
I didn't know. It's a bit hard, isn't it? There we go.
Thank you. Then it was growing under the ground.
Who's growing the carrots?
Fifi.
And
me. Where's Fifi then?
I don't know.
I just heard. Where's Fifi?
Isn't that Fifi there? Oh no.
Primrose is the only Billy. Oh no, where is she? Is she in the box? No.
There's Pip.
Pip Gooseberry.
And
Poppy.
Stingo. Slugsy. Where is Fifi?
Isn't that strange?
It is strange. There's Bumble. Oh. Who's that?
Mo.
Fifi's gone missing, isn't she? Oh dear.
Why's she gone missing?
I don't know. Have you lost her?
Yeah.
There's another carrot. She's not in the box. Fifi, where are you?
That's funny.
It is funny.
Stand up.
No, it's not underneath me.
Oh yes. Not underneath you.
You opened the box before I sat down. After I sat down.
That's strange.
That is strange, isn't it?
No.
Oh well, never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
You should play with someone else, won't you?
Mummy.
Yes?
Look at the pictures.
Yeah?
To know what is inside. Okay, Mummy?
Okay, Hannah.
Look at the pictures if you didn't know what to do. If you don't know what to do, I mean.
Okay.
Just look at that. Oh, you need a person. You need to have two clothes for it. Who should I have? That's funny too.
What's funny?
Violet.
Why? Is she missing as well?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
That's funny. Violet's supposed to be here somewhere. That's funny.
You must play with them the most. We've not played with this for a long time, have we?
Who?
You and me. We haven't played with this Fifi felt set for a long time, have we?
Then look at Primrose.
What's she doing?
She's wearing this on her.
She's what?
She's working with this on her.
A dress?
Yeah.
Oh, she got a new dress?
Yeah.
She likes dresses, doesn't she?
Who? Primrose.
Primrose, yeah.
Why does she like dresses?
She just likes lots of new clothes, doesn't she? She likes pretty dresses. Do you like pretty dresses, Hannah?
Yeah.
Do you like to get new clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mum, look.
Oh, he's wearing a bow tie, isn't he? Is Bumble going to a party?
No, he's going to marry Primrose.
He's going to marry Primrose?
Yeah.
Oh, does he love Primrose?
Yeah.
I thought Slugsy loved Primrose. Does he not love Primrose? He's always writing poems and saying how much he likes her, isn't he?
But he's a slug.
He is a slug, yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Do you want to kiss a slug, eh?
Slugsy likes kissing Primrose.
He does, doesn't he?
Because he likes him. Mummy, look, she's wearing a dress with this coat on her. She's wearing this coat on her. Mum, she's wearing this coat on her to keep her warm.
Is she very cold?
But then she put this dress on.
She put that dress on?
Yeah.
Is she very cold?
Yeah.
Is it cold outside, Hannah?
Yeah.
Is it snowing?
Yeah.
It's not summer anymore, is it?
What is it?
It's autumn, I suppose. It's almost winter. It's almost Christmas. Next month it'll be Christmas, won't it?
What's Dingo doing, Mummy? Look what Dingo's doing.
Is he looking through his telescope?
Yeah, he's trying to spy Primrose.
Is he?
He's trying to spy on the flower tops.
He's always doing that, isn't he?
Why?
Because he wants to find out what they're doing, and he's usually after food, isn't he?
Because he likes getting food.
He does. He likes stealing the flower tops' food, doesn't he?
Well, maybe pretend we didn't see him coming in.
He's a bit naughty, isn't he?
Mummy, pretend we didn't see Stinger coming in. Mummy.
Yes.
We can't see Stinger coming in.
No, we can't see him.
Swiping in the food.
Swiping?
Yes, because he's a very naughty boy. Isn't he?
He is.
Hey, where's our jar of... Where's our jar?
I don't know. Where is it?
It won't be behind me. Where's a... Where's a...
There's a plate of sandwiches there.
Hmm. Well, how can we find it? I think I've found it. Look. It's a bottle of lemon juice. This is it!
Oh.
It's a bottle of lemon juice. Yum. Stink.
Who did that?
Stings.
Yeah.
Bumble.
Bumble just stung someone?
No. Bzzz. He's just pretending.
Oh.
Stink. Bzzz.
There's
sting.
A big pie here.
Pie? Mm-hmm. Yum, 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 yum. Say yum, 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 yum. Put on the fishing. Say yum, yum, yum. Mummy. Say yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum, yum. And there's two glasses here with straws in them. Look, there's a pink straw and a blue straw.
That's funny.
Is Pip going to have the one with the blue straw? Who's going to have the one with the pink straw? Primrose. Do you think that's from the lemonade? Mm-hmm. From that lemonade bottle?
Yeah.
There's a pumpkin here. Oh, look, there's some shoes over there. Did you see these shoes?
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I didn't. Look.
Oh, very pretty shoes.
Yeah, they're really pretty. Mummy, where's the dress? Where's the dress?
Don't know. Can't see another dress. Can you?
Mm.
What colour is the dress? Where's that? Oh, was that dress that you had a minute ago? There. It's yellow, isn't it? It's a yellow dress.
Mummy, where's the pajamas?
Purple. There.
No, the purple pajamas.
I don't know, Hannah.
Sure, pretend these are pajamas.
They are pajamas. They're just yellow pajamas, aren't they?
Yeah, she's pretend she took off her shoes and put her pajamas on. Mama, look, she's all good for bed.
Yeah, she is, isn't she?
Where's she going to sleep? She can't find a bed.
No. I can't see a bed anywhere either. I can't see anything, in fact, not even a sofa to sit on.
Yes, there is.
Is there? Is that a sofa? Oh, okay then. I thought that was... Oh, yeah. It's a banana bed, isn't it?
A banana bed?
A banana bed.
I can sleep on a banana bed.
Because they're flower tots. She lives in a watering can, doesn't she?
There's a watering can. Here it is. It waters things.
It does.
But it's a house watering can, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like my watering can. I'll show you it. Here we go. I'll show you what the bed is like. Look.
Yeah.
See? That's what Fifi has in her.
Oh, Hannah, don't throw it like that. You'll break it. We've not had a look at your Fifi magazines for a while either, have we?
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to have a look at your Fifi magazines?
Mommy, look what he's doing. He's having the one with the drinker's jaw.
Oh. Is Bumble drinking Primrose's drink now?
No, it's not her drink because she doesn't want to have it. It's morning now.
I see.
She's on her way somewhere.
Mm.
She's putting on the best dress. Then she's going to put on her coat. The coat will keep you warm.
Mm.
She's driving on motor today because Fifi isn't here. Oh.
Wonder where Fifi is.
She's gone to holidays.
Has she?
That's why she has, Primrose has to look after Fifi's house.
Right. Where's she going on holiday?
To Mars.
To Mars? Wow, that sounds fun. What's on Mars? Do you know?
You know, Primrose knows.
What?
You have to say Primrose.
Primrose? What's on Mars?
On Mars?
What can you do on Mars?
You can go to different places and see different friends.
Wow.
But not the same people, even you can see Ellie, Dion, bananas in pyjamas.
Bananas in pyjamas live on Mars?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But some of them live in astronauts. Some of them are astronauts.
Are they?
And some of them live in... space.
Wow, that's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes. And even Fifi's on a holiday today. She's not in Mars. She's in a really different place.
Mm.
She's with her grandmas and granddads.
Oh, wow.
So she won't be coming back.
That's very exciting.
So she's going to come back tomorrow.
Right, I see.
Well, she's not going to come back tomorrow. Well... I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, then.
Because I just need to put my shoes on, because these are very good shoes.
No, they're not. They're not very comfortable.
No, I'm just putting my boots on. And I'm going to put my coat on to keep me nice and warm.
Yeah, it's very cold outside today, isn't it?
Yes, so I need to put my coat on.
Maybe it's going to snow.
Yes.
Do you think
it will tomorrow.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Do you like the snow?
Yes. Where's the coat, Mummy? Here it is.
she got a scarf and gloves as well.
Yeah, she just pretend that she's got them on. Oh, here I am. Here I am.
Hello again.
Hello, hello, hello. Now, what are you up to?
Me? Not very much, really.
Hmm. I said that Stingo has wiped some of your fingers.
Yeah, he swiped some of the food that me and Hannah were going to have.
Did he?
Yes.
What did he swipe?
Well, we had a pie.
Yeah.
And we had some sandwiches.
Yes.
And we had a big pile of cakes as well.
And what else? I know what else you had because I saw you what you had for a drink.
What?
You had lemon juice.
We did. Red lemonade.
Yeah. And did you see Stingle swipe it?
We did, yes. He was watching us with his telescope trying to see what food we had. And then we weren't looking. And when we weren't looking, he came and swiped it all from us. Didn't he, Hannah?
Yeah. So is that what happened?
That is what happened. Can you help us?
Oh, yes, because we can stop Stingo.
Oh, good.
To stop Stingo, you have to say a spelling word. Flower top swiping. Flower no swiping. That's what you say.
Oh, I see.
So if Stingo comes and see you, you say swiper no. You'll say
Stingo no swiping.
Yeah, Stingo no swiping. And tomorrow I'm going to put on my best dress.
Ooh, that sounds very nice.
Tomorrow when I come back outside, I'm going to come back today and tomorrow.
Oh, are you going somewhere special tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you going to a party?
Yes.
Whose party are you going to?
Pips.
Pips, is it his birthday?
No, not Pips. I can't. Poppy's.
Poppy's birthday.
So I need to wear my best dress. Mm. I'll go and put it on today because today's her birthday. So I need to put on my best dress. See you later.
Bye.
Holly pretend I just went. Hey, Poppy. Violet. I mean, Primrose. But, Mummy, pretend you saw her here. Her coat and her boots. Hey, Poppy.
Your coat and your boots are here, Primrose.
Maybe I left my coat and boots with Carefree. Maybe I need to come pick it up. Did you just call me?
I did.
Look at my best dress.
It's absolutely beautiful.
What did you say?
I said your dress is beautiful.
No, what did you say when I was at Poppy's party?
Oh, I said that you'd left your boots and your coat here.
Oh.
So you must be very cold if you've left that behind.
Oh, yes, I would. Mummy, tell this is the map.
The map for what?
The map to show us to the way.
So do you want to stay in here then?
No, the map to show us the way.
Show us the way to where?
To show us the way to find the discs. Now, let's have a look at the map. The map will show us the way to the find. Let's see the most of the map. We're here and we need to go. Past the gate. Then we need to get to it here. Then if we get... What happens if we get to here?
I don't know. What happens if we get to there?
We go all around the rainbow.
Oh.
If we get to these bits, we have to look at Swiper. Then we have to see Swiper. Actually, we're here, then we need to go to Rainbow Hill.
Is that Rainbow Hill?
Yeah, Rainbow Hill. Now, let's take this map with us, shall we? Shall we take this map with us?
If you want to.
Now, the map says we need to go outside. We need to go past the treehouse. We need to go past Boots's gate. Then we need to go round the rainbow. Then we need to go past Wiper. Then, when we get to Boots, we go to Rainbow Mountain. So, that's how we get there. If I forget, then I'll look at the map. The map will show us the way to the oasis, the most pleasant of places. So, we need a pen. So, I'll have to use this. Mom?
Yes?
We're here, mm-hmm. So we need to go to Dora's gate. And if we get past it, then we have to go through the Rookie Forest. Then we'll pass Boots's gate. Then we get to Rainbow Mountain.
I see.
If we get to Rainbow Mountain, we go to Rainbow Mountain. We go back onto the rainbow. Then we pass Wiper. Then we'll go to the circus. We're going to the circus to see if we can make it there. Mummy?
Yes.
Then, when we've gone to the circus, we need to go up to the rainbow. We need to go. We need to go. Out of the door, past the Grumpy Old Show, past Dora's gate, past Wiper to the circus. Then, when we get to the circus, Mummy?
Yes?
When we get to the circus, then we go up the rainbow. Okay. Can you see this rainbow?
I can see that rainbow.
Okay. So we need to go yellow, blue, pink, orange, purple. Rainbow, orange, purple, yellow, blue, pink, rainbow, blue, pink, orange, purple, orange, blue, pink, orange, purple, yellow, the circus, cross, then we'll get to the rainbow.
Right, okay then.
Mummy.
Is it going to take us a long time?
Yeah. It is going to take us a very long time. Follow me, and I'm on the way. Follow me.
We have to leave the room now.
No, what?
We have pardon.
Pardon?
We have to leave the room.
Not usually.
And we're leaving your bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we're not leaving everything. It's just in our house. It's just in this house.
Right.
Now, X. We're on the adult.
Come on, keep going.
Turn around.
No, we're not going downstairs. Come on. Oh, wow. What? Did you make all that mess?
Yeah.
Eh?
So, this is where we are. The circle. Now, we need to find Dora this. We need to find Dora this. We need to find the Dora this.
Oops,
the
daisy.
I dropped the map. The map could show us where. Now, the ending isn't the rainbow, is a man
to get there, we need to get to a trophy. Then, next to the trophy, if we find the trophy,
yeah.
If we find the trophy, we just need to go over this big pile. Then we need to go past the other pile to get to the trophy. Then we'll find the trophy. We need to go and find the trophy. I found the trophy. If we find the trophy, we'll be the biggest ones in the star. We'll be the ones in the star. Actually, we need to find the disc.
Did you make all this mess then?
Yes. I was looking for it.
Are you going to tidy it away?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Bingo! We need to find the disc first.
Well, have you looked in the PlayStation, Hannah?
In?
Is it not already in the PlayStation or anything like that?
Oh. How do you open it?
Hold on, let me have a look.
In here. This could be in here.
I don't know. No, it's not. It's a boys' football game, isn't it? Take that out then. Don't know where the case is for this, do we? Do you think we'll find the case for this?
Let me. Maybe it's a... Some of them
what, Hannah? Some of them what, Hannah?
Some of them put you in. Mummy.
Yeah.
On Happy Feet, and you go on to this one.
Yeah.
That one. Then you have to swim. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that one.
Do you not?
No. I only know how to do that one and that one.
Right.
But not that one.
Okay. It's alright because you're not playing that anyways, are you?
No.
We want to find your door, don't we?
Do you mean my door again?
Yep.
Check in this one.
It's not going to be in there, is it? That's what's Superman, isn't it? Superman's in the front of that one, so that's going to be Superman. Not Superman, Spider-Man.
Have a check in this one.
No, that's Spider-Man. Look, these are all in the wrong boxes, aren't they? That's Shark Tail.
Shark Tail.
Can you see one for Shark Tail?
Shark Tail? I'll have a good look. Is this Shark Tail?
No, that's not Shark Tail, is it? What's that? Oh, that's for... Famous Nintendo DS, isn't it? Can you see that black case thing?
Black.
You know the one that you zip up? Is it in there? Oh no, that's Jamie's magic thing, isn't it? Remember that black case? Oh, that one there. Look. Do you think it might be in here? Have you looked in there?
Maybe. Here, yeah!
There it is. I found it for you.
No, I did. I found it first. I found it first.
Did you? Did Mummy not tell you where it was, though?
No.
Didn't I?
No. I put it in the biscuit.
Oh, what was that?
That glove.
Oh, Hannah, be careful.
I didn't do it.
Come on. I'm not even found it on her. Somebody's not put this away properly, have they? They've left these out. Not put anything back.
The boys. Bingo!
What's the matter? What is it?
Sticky.
Well, that's doing on the floor. Where's the other controller?
Yeah, I've got it.
Oh, right, okay. What are you doing?
We need to win.
There we go. What's that bit plugged in? Why everything has to be unplugged? Yeah, I'll just put that there because I can't find the case yet. You're making some funny noises, you. What's the matter?
There are some kisses.
Does that work? There we go. Yeah, hold on a sec. Go on, that's it. Click on yes.
Slogan.
Hannah, come here, babe. You don't need to don't want it too loud, Hannah. Just want to tidy this stuff away. Is this your favourite game then?
Yeah.
Not played it for a long time, have you? Do you not want to play a different game? No, you want to play this game. Ah, look, there's a case for that.
Case.
There's two other games in here. Give me that disc and then I can put this one away. Now we've got a skating one here.
Skating. Maybe you're next to it. Stand up.
No, there's nothing next to me. Go on, you can start playing now if you want.
No, it's not going on anything.
Press start.
There.
That button there. That's it. Now see if I can find this.
One which box?
Whichever one you want, Hannah. Then click on yes. Hold on. Okay, go to that one. That's it. There you go.
This one.
Yep. There you go, and that says Earth Turtle River.
Earth Turtle River.
Yes.
Can I have a chair?
You want one of the chairs?
Yeah.
On the chair, or do you want to sit on the bed?
Sit on the bed. Because it's nice and comfy. Even I can't sit.
Hold on. Mind your way. Mind your way, Hannah.
I have to sit up there.
No, you're not sitting up there.
Why?
Why do you want to sit up there?
So I like
to. Want to sit up there?
Yeah.
Hold on a sec, then. Just let me... bed.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? It's all messy. Well, Jamie's not made his bed yet, has he?
And there's this finger. And nibbles.
Nibbles?
Yeah, nibbles.
What's nibbles doing up there?
I don't think so.
Get down a sec before you fall. Right. Can you... Are you going to be able to see up here?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because when you're up there, when you look here, you look all the way down to there.
Okay, then come on. Do you want me to lift you up?
Yeah. See?
Can you see?
Yes!
So what do you have to do?
Find one of the turtles and find that I have friends.
I see. Can you see all right?
Yes! 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 Map!
So do you remember how to play it?
Yes.
Or do you need me to help you?
I know how to play because you have to go to Turtle River, Crocodile River, to get to Reese's Rocket.
Right.
Look at the map.
Yep.
That's how you do it.
I see.
I want to lie down and do this clone. Can't hear it.
What's that noise?
It's
a strange noise.
Yeah.
There, can you hear it now? Yes, you can, Heather.
Oh, yeah, it's sweet.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Is that alright now? Well, then you tell me what you have to do.
Jump on the mushrooms.
What happens when you jump on the mushrooms? What was that? What happens when you jump on the mushrooms then?
Wait.
What happens? Well, you have to collect all those space gems, don't you?
To make the spaceship to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that one. Space gem! Yes, I captured it.
Did you catch it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, this is the funny bit.
Why? What happens? When you slide down the hill?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
When Boots slides down the hill, he goes around.
Does he?
Four space gems.
You have, haven't you? How many do you have to get?
Loads.
Loads. You can't. You've got to be quick, Heather, because you haven't got very long to play. You need to get ready for bed soon. Don't you? The boys are getting ready for bed. You need to get ready for bed as well. Should I go and run you a bath? Hannah?
All of his friends watch out for a crab when he eats. Croc, croc, croc. Look out for his scary claws. That hangs upside down. Eating. He's huge. Pig is eating. Don't disturb it. Well, he will give a bite. Little doggy, all dirty, even his tail. Wave, wave, wave. Naughty mo, he hates pigaboo, pigaboo. Dog is here. Watch her splash, splash, splash.
scary with mummy bedtimes. When you find your little brook, you find your little cup. But she looks down. She looks everywhere. Even she looks behind that red tree. Mummy.
Yes, darling.
I just found this book.
You did? Did you want to read that book then? Do you not want to read this one?
Oh, yes, I do. The smartest giant in the town. Mummy, what does that say? You read the words.
Okay, it says George was a giant.
Oh, yeah, George was a giant.
The scruffiest giant
in town.
He always wore
the same clothes of sandals. He always wore the same gown and the same sandals.
Yes.
And I wish I was the smartest giant in town.
He said, I wish I wasn't the scruffiest giant in town.
I wish I wasn't the scruffiest giant in town. So he went. So he walked to a shop. He wanted to buy a smart top, smart trousers, smart belt. A smart tie and a smart top and smart socks with diamonds on the side and smart shiny shoes. Actually, then he saw a giraffe saying, "My neck is cold and I wish I had a lovely warm scarf. Don't worry, I can help you." So he took off his scarf and he did it round and round and round and round and round. So he did that. Mama, I can sing that song.
Can you?
My tie's for a giraffe, for a cold giraffe. Then he came to a room.
Shall I just read the story?
Yeah, you read the story.
Okay. And then you can sing the song, yeah?
Yeah.
George was a giant, the scruffiest giant in town. He always wore the same pair of old brown sandals and the same old patched up gown. "I wish I wasn't the scruffiest giant in town," he said sadly. But one day, George noticed a new shop. It was full of smart clothes. So he bought a smart...
top.
Shirt.
Shirt.
A smart pair of...
trousers.
A smart...
belt.
A smart stripy...
tie.
Some smart...
socks with diamonds on the side.
That's right. And a pair of smart, shiny...
shoes!
"Now I'm the smartest giant in town," he said proudly. He does look very nice, doesn't he? All dressed up.
Why is his hair like that?
Because he's combed his hair to make himself look all nice and neat, hasn't he?
How can he comb his hair?
How can he comb his hair?
Yeah.
With a comb, just like you comb your hair. George left his old clothes behind in the shop. He was about to go home when he heard a sound. On the pavement stood a giraffe who was sniffing sadly. "What's the matter?" asked George. "It's my neck," said the giraffe. "It's so very long and so very cold. I wish I had a long warm scarf." What do you think he's going to do?
Take it off and put it on the giraffe.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
"Cheer up," said George, and he took off his stripy tie. You were right, he has, hasn't he? "It didn't match my socks anyways," he said, as he wound it round and around the giraffe's neck. "It made a wonderful scarf." "Thank you," said the giraffe. As George strode towards home, he sang to himself.
No, I can sing this.
My
tie's My tie's for a giraffe, for a cool giraffe.
No. My tie is a scarf. Now listen to me and then say it. My tie is a scarf. You say it.
For a cool giraffe.
That's it. But look me up and down.
I'm the smartest giant in town.
That's it. George came to a river. On a boat stood a goat who was bleating loudly. What's the matter? Asked George. It's my sail, said the goat. It blew away in a storm. I wish I had a strong new sail for my boat. Cheer up, said George. Then took off his new white shirt.
No, I wanted to say that. But he took off. He took off.
His new
white shirt.
It kept coming untucked anyway, he said, as he tied it to the mast of the goat's boat. It made a magnificent sail. Thank you, said the goat. George strode on singing to himself. My tie
is for a cool giraffe.
No, my tie is a scarf.
For a cool giraffe.
My shirt's on a boat. As a sail
for a goat.
But look me up and down. I'm the smartest
giant in town.
That's it. George came to a tiny ruined house. Beside the house stood a white mouse with lots of baby mice. They were all squeaking. What's the matter? Asked George. It's our house, squeaked the mother mouse. It burned down and now we have nowhere to live. I wish we had a nice new house.
Is it?
Cheer up, said George, and he took off one of his shiny shoes. You're right, it was their shoe, wasn't it? He's taking his shoe off to give to them. It was giving me blisters anyway, he said, as the mouse and her baby scrambled inside. The shoe made a perfect home for them. Thank you, they squeaked.
Then they have to go all the way down to there.
Let's slide down there, mightn't they? George had to hop along the road now, but he didn't mind. As he hopped, he sang to himself, my tie
is a scarf for a cool giraffe.
My shirt's
on a boat
as a sail
for a goat.
My shoe is a house
for a little white mouse.
That's right. But look me
up and down. I'm the smartest giant in town.
That's right. George came to a campsite. Beside a tent stood a fox who was crying. What's the matter? Asked George. It's my sleeping bag, said the fox. I dropped it in a puddle. I wish I had a warm, dry sleeping bag.
I know what he does. He takes off his sock.
No way, he doesn't, does he?
Yes, he does. Look me up and down. I'm the smartest giant in town.
What does he say first, though? My tie.
My tie. Mum, you say I say the animals. Okay, Mummy?
Okay.
You say all the words.
Okay. My tie is a scarf for a
cold giraffe.
My shirt's on a boat as a sail
for a goat.
My shoe is a house for a
mouse.
Little
white mouse.
One of my socks is a bed
for a fox.
But look me
up and down. I'm the smartest giant in town. Turn page.
What's next?
A little dog and a bug. Bug. That's a bug. That's bit or what's the last?
Well, you have a look at it and it'll tell you.
Where's a bear?
It's here, Hannah.
Bear or gr- Bug. There it is, bug.
Yeah.
Bug. Mummy, come on.
George came to a big squelchy bog. Beside the bog stood a dog who was howling. What's the matter? Asked George. It's this bog, said the dog. I need to get across, but I keep getting stuck in the mud. I wish there was a safe, dry path.
But he took off his belt.
He did. Cheer up, said George, and he took off his smart new belt.
But this is the worst.
It was squashing my tummy anyway, he said, as he laid it down over the bog. It made an excellent path. Thank you, said the dog.
But this is the funny bit.
The wind started to blow, but George didn't mind. He hopped on singing to himself. My tie is a scarf
for a cold giraffe.
My shirt's on a boat as a sail
for a goat.
My shoe is a house for a
little white mouse.
One of my socks is a bed
for a fox.
My belt helped a dog who was crossing
the bog.
A bog.
Now
my belt helped a
dog
who was crossing a
bog.
But my trousers are falling down. I'm the coldest giant in town. He's giving all his clothes away, isn't he? Suddenly, George felt sad and shivering and not at all smart. He stood on one foot and thought, I'll have to go back to the shop and buy some more clothes, he decided. He turned around and hopped all the way back to the shop. But when he got there, it was closed. Oh no, cried George. He sank down onto the doorstep and a tear ran down his nose. He felt as sad as all the animals he had met on his way home. Then out of the corner of his eye, he saw a bag with something familiar poking out of the top. George took a closer look. What is it, Hannah?
His gown.
My gown, he yelled. My dear old gown and
sandals.
George put them on. They felt wonderfully comfortable. I'm the coziest giant in town, he cried, and he danced back home along the road. Outside his front door.
I'll do this.
Okay. Outside his front door stood all the animals he had helped. They were carrying an enormous present. Come on, George, they said. Open it. George untied the ribbon. Inside was a beautiful gold paper crown and a card. Look inside the card, George, said the animals.
George, you say the words and I say the animals.
George put the crown on his head and opened the card. You gave your scarf to a
cold giraffe.
Your shirt's on a boat as a sail for a
goat.
Your shoe is a house for a
little white mouse.
One of your socks is a bed for a
fox.
Your belt helped a
dog
who was crossing a
bog. No, I'm going to say this bit next.
Go on then.
And here's a crown to go with your gown and sandals.
So here is a very fine
crown
to go with the
gown and
sandals and
gown.
Of the kindest
giant in town.
And that's it.
Then there's a little poem. That looks like a poem, Mummy.
Doesn't it? It is, I think, supposed to be a poem because there's lots of rhyming words, isn't there? There's scarf and giraffe, they rhyme. Boat and goat, they rhyme. House and mouse, they rhyme. Socks and fox. Dog and bog. And crown and gown. And town.
Town?
Yeah, crown.
Gown.
And town. All rhyme.
I love you, Mummy.
I love you too, Daddy.
Close up. Wing.
What, darling? What, babe?
Do you know that FIFA thing? Where's the box for it? For this? Where's the box?
I don't know, darling. Have a look, is it underneath your bed?
That will make a big mess. There it is, I found it. Found it, Mummy. Wasn't that quick? Because I do want to play with it. That's that one, John. That one, John. And only those two left. Shall we get some people? Look, here are some flowers, Mummy.
Who are the flowers for?
I'll tell you in a minute. Who is that?
Is it the Bumble?
Yeah, it was Bumble. It's a naughty Bumble. Where's Primrose best dress? Everyone, look for Primrose's best dress. Mummy, look for Primrose's best dress.
Which is her best dress?
Here!
The yellow one, is that her best dress?
Yeah.
Can't find Fifi, can we?
Where's the flowers? Oh, here they are. Let's pick who's going to have the flowers. Ooh, let's see. Where's Lux's hat?
I don't know. Where's his acorn hat? Where can it be? Has somebody stolen his hat? I can't see. Oh, I found it. Here we go.
It's Lucy's acorn hat.
Yep. There we go. He's got his acorn hat now, hasn't he? What else? What does Poppy have?
Poppy? Mm-hmm. Where's the flowers now?
Have you lost the flowers?
Here they are, found them.
Who are the flowers for?
Bumble's got them and he's going to give them to a lady.
He's got
a yellow dress. And that's
Primrose. Does he like Primrose?
Yeah.
Everybody likes Primrose, don't they?
Why?
Very pretty, isn't she? Everybody thinks that Primrose is very pretty, don't they? Do you think Fifi's pretty?
Yeah.
I think Hannah's pretty.
No, because I'm always pretty.
Pardon?
I'm always pretty.
You are always pretty. You're a gorgeous girl, aren't you? Who's
Mommy,
a gorgeous that, girl?
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes?
Buzz. He's in his pineapple house.
Pineapple house?
Yeah.
Is it a pineapple house?
Pineapple house.
Is it not in an apple tree?
Oh, apple tree. And Slugsy's in his house. In his house. Don't open the door, please.
Why?
Because I don't want you to.
Why, what will happen if I open the door?
Daddy might be here. Hey, who did that? She's gone to my really best clothes. Mummy, can you She's putting on her best boots. These are her boots. This is her dress now. She needs her coat. Is a coat. And does she look comfortable?
She looks nice and warm, doesn't she?
Why?
Because you put lots of clothes on her, haven't you? She's got a dress on and her boots on and her coat on. She'll be nice and warm, won't she?
Pip's got the flowers.
Has he? Why has he got the flowers?
Because he's taking them off Bumble.
Oh, right. Is he going to give them to Primrose now?
Yeah.
I see.